This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 20th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Protestant pastor in Indonesia may be charged with blasphemy and imprisoned for 5 years. It would be the first time a Christian pastor has been accused of blasphemy. The charge came after a taxi driver posted a video of Pastor Abraham Ben Moses witnessing to him on the internet. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh of International Christian Concern, who said that Pastor Moses is very bold.
This pastor has been a little bit controversial, actually. He was a Muslim before, but he converted to Christianity. And ever since, he has been very passionate about spreading the gospel. But the method he used is a bit controversial because he will hold events that kind of openly challenge Islam. And in a Muslim majority country, seen as quite offensive.
While he does have a good legal defense team, it's likely that he'll be sentenced to a prison term of some length. Pray not only that Pastor Moses' prison sentence is short, but that he may know God's power in tribulation. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Nabil Qureshi, the late author of Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, A Devout Muslim Encounters Christianity, established a GoFundMe page in May of this year to help him pay uncovered medical costs related to his terminal stomach cancer. The caveat with any leftover money in the case of his death was that the funds would support his wife Michelle and pay for his daughter Aya's college education. Michelle, whose husband died on September 16th of this year at the young age of 34, said that she has been humbled by the $958,165 which has been contributed toward the million-dollar goal. Ali Salam, the Muslim mayor of the Israeli city of Nazareth, has now said that Christmas celebrations will be permitted following reports that they would be canceled due to President Donald Trump's controversial decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, reports the Times of Israel. Nevertheless, Salam called Trump's move, quote-unquote, wretched, adding that he had, quote-unquote, stabbed Palestinians who view East Jerusalem as part of their future capital. Roy Moore continues to ignore calls to concede the Alabama U.S. Senate race he lost to Democrat Doug Jones on December 12th. In the days following the election, Moore's campaign released an almost 5-minute video in which Moore thanked his supporters for standing by him and pledged to watch closely as military and provisional ballots continued to be counted.
In this race, we have not received the final count to include military and provisional ballots. This has been a very close race, and we are awaiting certification by the Secretary of State.
In a letter to supporters last week, he said that his campaign needed to collect $75,000, which would be used to gather instances of, quote, voter fraud and other irregularities at polling locations throughout the state, end quote. President Trump, who belatedly endorsed Moore, said last Friday that Moore should concede. Over the last 10 years, $700,000 of taxpayer money was paid out by the Congressional Office of Compliance, $265,000 of which was paid to settle sexual harassment or sex discrimination claims against members of Congress, reports the Washington Times. Names of the lawmakers involved in the settlements were not released. 5-year-old Rylan Ward, who was shot 5 times in the massacre at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas on November 9th, has just been moved out of intensive care to the 7th floor at University Hospital in San Antonio, Texas, reports the Express News. His cheerful disposition has been buoyed by a small Christmas tree and Christmas card sent to him from around the world at the request of his grandmother, Sandy. Tragically, his stepmother and 2 sisters were among the 26 people murdered in America's largest church shooting. You can now send your Christmas card directly to Rylan Ward at University Hospital, 4502 Medical Drive, MS94-1, San Antonio, Texas, 78229. Pro-abortion Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, who has close ties to the abortion industry, vetoed a bill Monday that would have protected unborn babies from brutal dismemberment abortions, reports Life News. This news comes despite the fact that Senate Bill 3 passed the legislature with strong bipartisan support. It would have prohibited dismemberment abortions that tear nearly fully formed unborn babies limb from limb while their hearts are beating, and ban abortions after 20 weeks when strong scientific evidence indicates that unborn babies can feel pain. Express your polite outrage with Democrat Governor Tom Wolf for vetoing the ban on dismemberment abortion through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter." And finally, Chick-fil-A, the Christian fast food chain of 2,200 restaurants known for closing on Sunday to honor the Lord's Day, made an exception for Atlanta's International Airport during a massive power outage last Sunday. An electrical fire in a Georgia Power underground facility caused a full blackout for the entire airport, which led to the cancellation of over 1,000 flights, which stranded thousands at the airport. Chick-fil-A teamed up with the city to provide the harried travelers with both food and a place to sleep at the Georgia International Convention Center. Dan Cathy, the president, was himself passing out chicken sandwiches. Matthew 23:11 says, "The greatest among you will be your servant." As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, December 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.